It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm just fine. Thank you very much. You know, sometimes when things happen or people become famous for different reasons, all of a sudden you get a run of babies that are named after this particular individual. Do you see a bunch of little boys named Bubba anytime soon?
I don't think that's going to happen.
You don't think that's the next trend?
No. Being that I don't think it's his real name anyway.
No, it's not. It's a nickname. But, but Gary just doesn't sound as good as
that's
Bubba.
True.
You don't see it happening.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Maybe not north of the Mason-Dixon
yeah,
line anyway.
Not in my part.
And it could only be marginally more popular south of the Mason-Dixon line. So, Brett, how are you this morning?
Oh, not too bad, Bubba Fields.
Well, thank you very much. Hey, why not? It worked for him.
That's my brother's Bubba.
That's right. Hey, tell us about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
94 years of business gives you the confidence you need in a service company. Camblin Plumbing and Heating started in 1918 and served this area with quality products, expedient service, exceptionally trained technicians, and with fair prices. We pride ourselves in quality and giving the best value for your dollar. We have accumulated the top lines in the industry like Lennox, Kohler, Delta, Aquatic, Gerber, Swanstone, and many more. Camblin Plumbing and Heating has always insisted that our technicians keep you informed on what they are doing and what they have done when they finish. We are a fully insured and bonded company that knows that you need the feeling of security. Nobody else in the area can respond as quickly as we can, and nobody else in the has the emergency service in place that is needed at those inopportune times. Camblin Plumbing and Heating should be your choice of a mechanical service company in Atlantic at 243-1512 and in Harlan at 755-3286.
Very good. Thank you, Brett.
I deserve that.
Everybody's Bubba now these days. Not the worst thing in the world. Hey, I want to take one last chance here. We've talked about this before, but I want to take one last opportunity because this is your last opportunity this week if you'd like to sign up for what would be a pretty inexpensive and actually pretty easy way to head to Branson, Missouri. We've got a trip coming up for you on June 12th through the 15th. That's a Tuesday through Friday, and we pack an awful lot of stuff into a short 3 days. And we still have a little bit of space if you'd like to come along. We actually have a pretty good group. We'll have a few more people right now as it sits than we did last year with us on our tour. But we do still have some room. We've got the buses, so if we got seats available, we might as well give folks a chance to fill them up. It's a pretty inexpensive trip, though, and that's due to the, that's thanks to all of our sponsors. We have a whole bucket load of sponsors that you can actually take a look at on our website, too, when you take a look at the itinerary and stuff for that. And we want to thank them because it's through their efforts and their support that we're able to keep this thing so cheap, so inexpensive for you. The double occupancy price for our trip to Branson is $475. Per person. Now, I've had some other folks walk in here to sign up telling us how good the price is. You know, we're always looking to drop it as small as we can to give as many people as can an opportunity to go along with us. But, you know, you never really know for sure. You know, is it a good enough price? Is it good? You know, is it really competitive? Is it really good? We've had people walk in here and say that they've seen other tours out there that probably don't have quite as much in it as what we have, and for going up for over like $600. Per person, and that's for double occupancy as well. So at $475, we think we're doing a pretty good job there for you. We also have triple occupancy rate at $445. If you want to stay four to a room, we do have some folks that do that, kind of economize a little bit and, you know, get to know your friends a little better, $425 per person for that. And also, if you just want to go on your own and just a single room, you can do that. It's $600 is the price for that if you'd like to do that. But we do have some space still available. And we've had a pretty good time. And I think about three-quarters, roughly, I haven't counted them all up, but just looking at the list of those who have signed up already over the last several weeks, it looks like about three-quarters of the people that are going with us this year are people who have gone with us in the past, either last year or the year before when we started this. So I'd like to think that kind of says something, too, about the fun that they've had.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not going to go back if you didn't have a good time, and I think a lot of people are willing to do that, and I think we've even had a few of those people maybe that aren't on that list that were that went last year that would like to go, but just, you know, for whatever reason didn't work out for them this year. But yeah, everybody's had real positive comments. It's gone.
Yeah, sometimes scheduling just doesn't work out for folks for different things. But we had some folks last year that went along with us in the ride. In fact, I was just to tell you a quick story without throwing the names in there. But it was just a couple of weeks after we did the Branson thing. I was up in Harlan for a ball game, softball game, and I had a couple come over who were on the trip with us who live up in the Harlan area, and they came over and thanked us again for the trip and told us how much fun they had and everything. And they were telling some friends, and their friends are like, geez, where'd you find out about this? We never heard about that. Well, here's where it happened, and here's how we did it, and they thought that was great. So they've signed up again this year along with some of their friends, too. So they brought some other folks along to come with them. So, see, that's kind of how it works out. You know, but it's just, it's easy. And I know sometimes people may shy away from group trips, kind of thinking, ah, do I want to be with a big group like that and stuff all the time? Well, it's actually the way we do it pretty easy.
Yeah.
And the nice thing is when you do go to Branson and you show up with a couple of big buses, everybody stops what they're doing.
Yeah, they tend to treat you pretty well.
Yeah, they tend to treat you pretty well. They let you drive right up to the front of the door, you know, the front door there, the show doors, and drive right in. The restaurants take very good care of us. They have areas sectioned off. You'd think when you walk in with, 80 to 100 people that, yikes, it's going to take forever to get through dinner, but it doesn't. They expect that kind of stuff. They're professionals at that. They do that every day, but they take good care of the groups that come in. So we've always had a real easy time of it, and a pretty good time, too. And the groups are always good to get along with.
Yeah, that's the other side of it, too. I mean, you may be a little bit hesitant about a big group, but, hey, these are people from Southwest Iowa. You know, they're good people. We have a good time. We don't have people that are belligerent and intolerable, so it's fun all around.
Well, and we try to keep the schedules best we can so everybody knows where to be and when to be there. But here's how the itinerary looks. If you haven't taken a look at it yet, you can do that on our website. Just go to our contest and promotions page, and you'll see all the details about that, including a list of the places that we'll be visiting, the shows that we'll take in, and also the full itinerary. We're going to be leaving on Tuesday, June the 12th, at about 7 in the morning from the Iowa Western Community College parking lot here in Atlantic. Once again, Ann has been kind enough to give us a little section of their parking lot, which is nice because it's in a good, lighted, visible area for folks who are a little concerned about leaving their vehicles for a few days somewhere else. But we'll leave them there, and we'll take off and head down to Branson. We'll make a few stops along the way. Got to take a few potty breaks and things. Mm-hmm. But we'll take care of you there. But when we get there in Branson in the afternoon, we'll be checking into the hotel, and a different hotel this year, but it's very similar to the one that we've stayed at in the last couple of years, too. The Branson Towers also provides us with a lot of the same amenities that the Savannah House did. We'll head off to the IMAX Mall, where we'll have dinner at McFarland's, and then we'll head off to our first show that evening. That'll be the Bald Knobbers Jamboree show. That's kind of the show that started it all down in Branson. And then we'll head back to the hotel. Each night they have kind of an ice cream social thing going on for us, cookies, cobbler, those kinds of things. And then we'll probably take a good solid night's break, I think. I don't know what it is about sitting on a bus or on an airplane or whatever for hours at an end, but it does wear you out. I don't know why, but it does. So anyway, then Wednesday we'll start it off with a big deluxe breakfast, very much like we've had in the past. They'll do that at the Branson Towers for us as well. And then we're going to head off and do a few different things that morning as well. We're going to head off and do a scenic railway tour. We're going to have train ride around the Branson area, and that should be kind of interesting to kind of see the hills close up.
Yeah, it's if you haven't been down to that area, it's not only, you know, the attractions in town, but it's a beautiful part of the country. The Ozarks area is very beautiful. Everything's kind of the rolling mountains and hills there, and you've got, of course, the lake there to see, and it should be a I'm looking forward to that. It should be pretty neat.
That's always fun to get on the old clackety-clack again anyway and ride around on the train for a while and check some things out. So we're going to do that to get the day started. And then after that, we're going to head off to the College of the Ozarks. Last year we went there and did a tour, but that's all we did. We did the tour, and then we really didn't have a lot of time, free time there, and a lot of folks wanted to go through the College of the Ozarks museums and the grounds there because there's a lot of interesting stuff. Well, we're going to go there for lunch. We've kind of added that this year. Usually the lunch is on your own. That's the one thing we don't cover as part of the trip. But the Wednesday lunch is provided at the Keter Center. They're going to take care of that for us, and we'll have some time around the grounds there. Then we're going to head off to the Branson Variety Theater, the newly reconstructed Branson Variety Theater. Remember that tornado that went through Branson a month and a half or so ago? It hit that theater, but and did some damage there. But that's been rebuilt, and they are ready to go again. So the 12 Irish Tenors show is there that afternoon, and we'll be taking that in. We'll have a little bit of time to head back to the hotel to freshen up a bit. Then we're going to head over to the Bob Evans restaurant for dinner before we head to the Sight and Sound Theater for the Joseph show that evening. And boy, did we enjoy the Sight and Sound Theater last year for Noah the Musical. That's an amazing performance they put on there.
Yeah, that's one of those places where you kind of are in awe about the way they go about things, because it's just a huge place and just a huge production. There's got to be a lot of people on the same page to make things happen there.
Well, and most folks, I think, know the story of Noah to begin with, but now the Joseph show is a little bit different. It's not Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat that folks are familiar with. They always do their own presentations with their own writing and stuff, so it won't be that particular performance, but it'll be very interesting. And even if you don't understand the stories that they're telling, if you're not that familiar with the biblical stories, you'll be amazed by the production. Mm-hmm. It's just an incredible thing. And that theater is just amazing.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun, and then we'll head back for another ice cream social that night afterward. Then on Thursday, our final day in Branson, after we'd enjoy that big breakfast again that morning, we're going to head off for another little sightseeing cruise. We're going to start the day once again with a little different look at the area. We're going to go on a sightseeing cruise, not by land, but by sea this time. We're going to hit the Lake Queen for a little sightseeing cruise. This isn't the dinner cruise we've done in the past. This is just about an hour and a half sightseeing cruise. They'll point out some things for us. Just kind of a relaxing way to start the day.
Yeah, and Table Rock Lake is, you know, just one of those good attractions to the area as well. And I in the past, when we've gone on the dinner cruise, the showboat, that's been one of my favorite parts too, is to go up on top of the boat and stand there and just kind of enjoy the scenery for a moment. It's a good little nice relaxing part of the trip.
Yeah, that was kind of the only downer about that, is there wasn't as much time as you'd like to go up top and check things out from there. So we'll get plenty of time to do that this time around. Then we'll head off for a little chance for you to have some lunch on your own. We'll go to the Stonehill Winery and have a chance to do a little bit of that. And then we'll give you an option after that. We're either going to have you go back to the hotel, or some folks may want to go shopping. We'll let those folks do that too for a while. And then we're going to meet up again as we head for the Dixie Stampede Dinner Theater that evening. The Dixie Stampede Dinner show is a little earlier that night, so we'll get in just a little bit earlier in the evening than we have the first couple of nights, because the next morning we'll be getting up to get packed up and take off again. So we want to make sure that folks have an opportunity to get a decent night's rest in before we head off that next morning. Then, of course, Friday we're going to take off after breakfast. If you're wondering about food, as I said, everything's included. The only exception for food would be that Thursday lunch. You're on your own. We'll be in a place where you'll have plenty of options, but you can sit down in whatever place you like and just enjoy lunch there. That's the only thing that's not included. We will have lunch for you on the bus going down and coming back. Hy-Vee will provide us with a box lunch on the way down, and we'll also have a box lunch from down in Branson that we can enjoy on the way back as well. So we'll have an opportunity for you there. And there are some other things that are planned along the way too. We'll get to those as we go, but should be a good time. Again, double occupancy rate, $475 per person. And again, we have a pretty good crowd. We've got about 20 spaces left if you'd like to get them. I mean, I hate to say it doesn't matter to us. We're good the way we are, but we do have about another 20 seats on the buses in total. We've got a pretty full group. I know we've had as many as 90 go. Right now we're sitting at 78. Last year I think we were around 75 that went with us. So we've got room if you'd like to come along. If not, we're good where we are too. But the deadline to register is this Friday, April 13th. So you need to be in by 5 o'clock Friday, April 13th. If you have questions, you can check it out on the web. You can give us a call here at the studio, and we'll be glad to share that with you. But we do need payment in full when you register. So if you're looking to register, just stop by the studios here and visit with Stacy. She can get you all hooked up. But this Friday, April 13th, is absolutely the deadline for registration. So if you're still holding out, still thinking about wanting to go with us, just ask some of the folks who have in the past. They'll tell you how much fun they've had, and that's probably why they're back going again this year.
Mm-hmm.
Should be fun. We're looking forward to it, and Chris and I will be your guest, well, your hosts, I guess. You'll be our guests on the tour. Sometimes it is kind of like we're their guests, the way it kind of works out, but they run the tour. But we'll have the fun, and we'll get everything set up for you, and we'll have a great time. And if you choose to go with us, we'd love to have you. Stop on out yet this week. Again, this Friday is the drop-dead date for registration, so get after that as soon as possible. I want to turn things back over to Brett. He'd like to tell you a little bit more this morning about Camlin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
With the broadest selection of fixtures and faucets, all at discount prices in the area, you need to shop Camlin Plumbing and Heating. With our showrooms and all our catalogs we can offer, you will enjoy the variety, the quality, and the prices. With Delta, Sterling, Kohler, Aquatic, Dayton, and Gerber, just to mention a few, your dream remodel can become a reality with the expert installation and installation experience that Camlin Plumbing and Heating can offer. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or at 755-3286 in Harlan and get that remodel job done right at a discount price. The thought of the day today was by Martin Luther King, and it says, "I have decided to stick with love. Hate is too great a burden to bear."
All right, very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Again, give us a call if you need any more information, then get on out here and get signed up quick before the deadline comes up this Friday. Hey, you go out, make it a great day, and God bless America.